I'm very happy. And when we were watching the red carpet, then we got a text from my manager who was out there. You've just won a Grammy. It's like, oh, yeah. You can imagine the room went wild.
And you still get a buzz from that, really?
Oh, yeah. Well, who wouldn't? Come on. I mean, the thing is, I was thinking about it. Look, it only goes to a select few.
True.
You know, and so to be one of those for the 17th time is phenomenal. I mean, our theory is becoming, the only way to win one is to not go. The minute you go and you're sitting in the audience, it'll be, and the winner is John Mayer.
And then you've got to do that face as if you're not
and
disappointed.
You do that face and you smile and you clap and you go, how good-humoured am I? And how graceful and well-mannered is Paul? Or, what a lying bastard, one or the other.
I have to ask you about working with Dave Grohl on the Sound City album.
Yes.
I mean, that track sounds like it's a bag of rage, that tune, isn't it?
You know, there's sort of one thing I love about what I do is there's so much of it happens sort of organically. I was just talking to someone the other day about the phenomenal success of the Beatles, you know. I'm saying, when we started, I mean, we really were just four kids from Liverpool hoping to get a bit of money, buy a car. You know, sort of, that's sort of all there was to it. It wasn't this great artistic voyage, but it happened, you know, and it's phenomenal. So with the Dave Grohl thing, I just knew Dave. He stood in once for our drummer who couldn't play, and he's a very likable guy, super enthusiastic. He had bought this desk from Sound City, and he said, what I want to do is just have a couple of mates come over to his studio, where he now installed this famous old recording desk and jam, and I'm going to film it and make a documentary on the board. He said, maybe we should do Long Tall Sally. And I said, well, no, I've done that. I did that with the Beatles. I said, I don't want to try and recreate something I've done quite successfully anyway.
Yeah.
So I said, well, let's just make it up. And so I showed up there with this crazy guitar a friend of mine had given me.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah, it's a weird-looking little thing, isn't it?
It's a cigar box guitar, but it sounds like the hottest little piece of kit on earth. You plug it in, and it's just instantly frying. You know, it really, it's fabulous. It just takes over. It's amazing. It's just like it's alive. I'm name-dropping now. Actually, Johnny Depp gave it to me.
Ah.
So I was trying to resist that name-drop. Why resist? So I was so excited by it, I took it over. Dave was a bit surprised. I think he thought I might play bass. He said, I've got a couple of friends here. So I said, okay, let's just make something up. So I started playing this guitar, and we made the track. We just made it up. I just said, Mama! And just made the whole thing up and just ad-libbed it like a jam. So we kind of said, well, this should be the verse. This should be the middle eight. We should do this. So we went and did it again, this time not just as a jam, with a little bit more structure. And it formed itself into the song, Got Me Some Slack. So it completely came out of the blue. And then I heard these guys talking. They say, oh, it's like 20 years since we played together. And it turned out to be the Nirvana guys. And I must say, I didn't realize that I was there in the middle of this Nirvana reunion. So that's what I'm talking about, the organic aspect of just showing up for a jam.
Yeah.
And then we make this track. It's suddenly something that a major label should have spent 6 months planning.
Yeah.
You know, but it came out completely out of the blue. And I love that aspect of it.
I mean, Kisses on the Bottom is this beautiful, sweet, melodic album. Is it true that the next record is going to be a bit of a rocker then?
Yeah, I'm going to the studio now to make, you know, my normal kind of album, rock and roll. I never know what to call myself.
Yeah, so, I mean, is it going to be like an Elvis rock and roll song or like a Hendrix
rock?
No,
well, that's what I mean. You know, you say rock and roll, everyone goes, oh, oh, oh. Or it's not like that. It's not old-fashioned rock and roll. No, these are new songs of mine.
Okay.
So, talking to friends, I would just say it's a new studio album of modern new songs of mine.
And where are you recording it and who are you going to do it with?
I am recording it currently at Air Studios, which is in London. I'm working with a variety of producers. People like Giles Martin, George's son, Paul Epworth, who is great, nice guy, and Ethan Johns.
Good names.
Yeah, they're really good people. You know, I knew their work, and I knew they were very good. So I just thought, let me just see if I get on with them. And I thought that one might sort of rise to the top. And Mark Ronson, also. So they're sort of cool people whose work I liked. And, of course, what's happened is I like them all. So You know, I've made some tracks now, and I'm sorting it all out, putting it together probably. I'm trying to finish it in the next month or so.
So what does it sound like? Come on, give me a, give me
well,
some
Well, like I say, it's Paul McCartney songs. What can I say? And the thing is, they're always, Paul McCartney songs are varied.
True.
You know, there will be a ballad, there will be a rocker, there will be a sort of... whatever. I say, I don't know how to class them. I guess the worst thing for me would be to class them as pop songs, but it's probably what they are. I suppose that stands for popular music. But, you know, I hate those categories. It's rock, man. So anyway, as I say, I would call it just a new studio album of new songs of mine.